This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Little Antique Shop Under the Eiffel Tower by Rebecca Raisin, read by Sally Scott.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. A forget-me-not scented breeze ruffled the pages of my newspaper, obscuring the headline that had caught my eye. The fragrant sky-blue flowers spilled from planters on the balcony above, perfuming the spring air sweet. Impatiently, I snapped the pages taut, hoping I was mistaken, and there wasn't bad news on the horizon, for our foreign neighbours at any rate.
"What is it?"
Madame Dupont asked, holding a tiny cup of café noir to scarlet-painted lips.
"You've practically got your nose pressed against the ink. It'll come off, you know, and you'll walk around all day with a French Inquirer text written backwards across your skin."
I shook my head ruefully. Only Madame Dupont could think of such a thing. She was a vivacious 70-something woman who still wore a full face of heavy makeup with rouged cheeks that were so pink they were almost purple. Her deep hazel eyes were outlined thickly with kohl, and framed her false lashes that looked like exotic ebony fans. Still, the twinkle in her eyes was that of a woman half...